The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
We will fight like tigers for our children, and now's when we need to fight.
Next on Life Today, Penny Nantz, the CEO of Concerned Women for America.
Speak for stay-at-home moms and talk about how that is the hardest work I have ever done in my entire life and the most important job I've ever had in my entire life. My two children, if I fail at that, I have failed. And most women feel that way.
Women of Faith having their voices heard, next.
Thank all of you. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Thank you. You're welcome to Life Today, and we are grateful for the opportunity of sharing this time with you. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I are happy to have Penny Nantz. She is the CEO, the lead spokesman in so many ways for Concerned Women for America, which Beverly LaHaye for so many years has really inspired and led, and I really appreciate. And I want you to welcome Penny, if you would, to Life Today. We're thrilled to have you. Penny, thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
The LaHayes have been good friends for a long, long time, and I appreciate the organization. Now, why should women be concerned? Because see, that title, it was birthed years ago. And it was birthed by women who were concerned about our nation.
That's
and I don't
right.
really, I've not really seen any reason to have our concern diminish. I think it needs to intensify.
Exactly. So, well, you're right. Beverly LaHaye founded CWA back in 1979 with a small group of women. We've grown to be over 500,000 women strong. We have about 500 chapters around the country and about 600 all volunteer leaders across this nation. And you're right, it has intensified. And in fact, I believe that we're at a tipping point in this nation. I think that this next election will determine whether we will continue to be the same constitutionally principled nation that our founding fathers and mothers spilt blood for, or we'll be diminished, we'll be something less. There's so much at stake right now. And so Concerned Women for America is going full throttle. We're doing everything we can do to educate the voters, to educate people on the issues, to educate Congress on the issues. And we've started a new campaign called She Votes 2012, trying to get women of America out to vote, making sure that women of faith are letting their voices be heard, allowing their voices to be heard in the public square.
I feel like that we are seeing a fierce assault on faith and the free and total expression of faith, even almost an assault on people of faith even participating in the selection process, in the political process. It's almost as though they have been shoved back in the corner, pushed down, mocked, ridiculed, made fun of, and then even ill-advised into thinking, because it seems like, politics seems to be a kind of a dirty game.
Business.
Yeah, it's really
That's
a tough deal. And, you get so disappointed by so many people who make all these promises, and yet they never live up to them, and all the friction and all the tension.
That's right.
Why don't we just stay home and mind our own business? That's really the worst advice they could get. And especially if you're a Christian and if you're a church person, just stay out of it. And basically, a lot of people have bought that lie. And as a result, we have handed it over, let's say, the direction of our country, the elections, the worldview that's prevailing, the resulting, many times, unprincipled policies that do not work, are unsustainable and totally proven to be ineffective, and yet we continue to maintain them at the expense of children not yet born, and the church people who are supposed to stay home and mind their own business. I think it's a lie, and I think too many people have bought into it, and I really believe, I'm going to be honest with you, I think women are going to, in a large way, have to lead people back out into the fray, so to speak, to protect the precious children and families and future.
Oh, there's so much there I could say. I mean, if I could unpack that. You know, you're right. And it's not just a Democrat problem or a Republican problem. It's a conservative issue problem. And and by the way, I loved your book, Indivisible, because I thought you did a really good job of laying out the issues of the day in a cogent, sound philosophical manner and historical manner that helps educate people on what's going on. So I would recommend that book, but also come to our website, concernedwomen.org, and we have all kinds of information.
Absolutely.
But I would say to that a number of things, that Beverly Hay wrote a book called Who But a Woman, and called women to come to the crisis. Women will fight, you know, Sarah Palin calls us the mama grizzlies. We will fight like tigers for our children, and now's when we need to fight. We have a $15 trillion debt hanging over the heads of every man, woman, and child in this country. That comes down to $50,000 a person, many of whom never even have paid their first house payment. Oh, that kind of money. We have stolen from the next generation, and it's unsustainable. We have had our president come forward now and talk about that he is in favor of same-sex marriage. We have six states now that have made it legal. Every time the people have voted, 31 times they have said that they believe marriage should be between a man and a woman. Yet we have people at the top pushing us back and pushing down their liberal agenda on the rest of us. So many other issues. You know, you talked about the issue of life. We have 51% of Americans today that say they're pro-life, yet we are giving Planned Parenthood $1 million a day of our tax dollars, and they are the nation's largest abortion provider. We're giving money because of the Mexico City policy that was undone by this administration to foreign nations for abortion, including China, that does forced abortion. There's so much we have to do, but we have to be active. We have to speak up. We need to learn the issues. Concerned Women for America will help you do that by signing up for our alerts, and we will give you information that will undergird what you know to be true. We'll give you the facts and the statistics to back up what you believe, but also you've got to vote, and we've got to make sure that we get everybody registered, and we've got to call all of our friends, and on Election Day, we've said we've got to make our voices heard. We were talking about the war on women. You mentioned that. It's not really a war on women. It's a war for women, because women have carried every presidential election since 1964. We are the biggest voting demographic. We vote in bigger numbers than men. And so both parties know they need our votes. We're not monolithic. You know, they're saying, oh, there's a gender gap, and one party, you know, women vote for more one party more than others. What really is the truth is that married women with children are concerned about our country, and they tend to vote more conservative. And then single women, particularly single women who are single moms, tend to vote more liberal. We've got to educate everybody. We've got to get them out, and we've got to make sure that they are working to support the unborn. They're fighting for traditional marriage. And if we could talk for a minute about the issue of education. The liberal policies have started to infiltrate our school systems. We've got to get women on the school boards. We've got to get our women going out to run for school board so that we can stand up and say, no, we're not going to be 25th in math. We're not going to take up our school day learning about nonsense that we don't have any business in being involved in. We're going to let parents be parents, and we're going to teach them what they need to know, and so they can compete and have a robust education system when we compete against other countries. So we got a lot to do.
We point out in Indivisible, Jay Richards and I do, when we reference education, which could be corrected so rapidly you'd find it hard to believe. It really can be. Everywhere that you have good education, even in the public school mm-hmm. system, which is really, in so many ways, not, mm-hmm. not as healthy as it ought to be. It's far
sure.
from it.
That's
it can
right.
be made healthy. But the only place that it is effective is where you've got parents involved.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And most of the parents involved are women.
Mm-hmm.
They're mothers who really love children the way mm-hmm. children should mm-hmm. be loved. And I believe, frankly, most teachers really care about mm-hmm. children, want them to learn. But the system is broken.
Absolutely.
We don't know how to teach, and we've got too many places where mm-hmm. you've really got the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You've got parents who are not involved
mm-hmm.
at all.
That's right.
And many times in those broken down neighborhoods, the mm-hmm. father's totally missing, but the mother could still get involved,
mm-hmm.
and then we can get the community outside, which Jay and I again are trying to do,
mm-hmm.
and many of the leaders are, get the success community and the wealth creators and the business community focusing on inner city issues and get involved. It takes personal participation,
right.
personal active interaction mm-hmm. and responsibility and accountability, which comes only from close oversight. This is precisely what you're calling for.
That's right.
No one is more sensitive and concerned, I think, than women.
That's
If women went to your website, is there a guideline for them? They say, where do I get started? How do I be informed?
Oh,
what can I do as a homemaker?
Well, we will make it as easy as possible for you. We have so many resources. We have one brochure called How to Lobby from Your Kitchen Table. And it's just laid out very simply that you can contact your congressman. You don't even have to leave your bedroom. You can do it on your laptop. Let them know. Make a phone call. You don't have to write a letter anymore. You can let your voice. But we will give you the resources and the information in order to make informed decisions and how to lobby and let your member of Congress know what you believe. The other thing is Concerned Women for America acts as your voice. When you join Concerned Women for America, every time I go on Fox News or CNN or some other show, I am speaking for them. I had a great opportunity recently to speak for stay-at-home moms and talk about how that is the hardest work I have ever done in my entire life and the most important job I've ever had in my entire life. My two children, if I fail at that, I have failed. And most women feel that way. And so we try to speak for women that can't, you know, don't have the opportunity to necessarily get that out on the national stage, but we'll make sure that your voice is heard and we'll inform you and empower you. So just come to concernedwomen.org, sign up for our alerts, and we'd love for you to join us, become members, give to us.
I really wish women would do that. I wish you'd go to the website. I wish you'd get involved. Betty, you're an activist. I mean, a lot of people wouldn't understand Betty as a sports enthusiast, too. She literally thinks that she manages the Texas Rangers. She thinks she managed the Dallas Mavericks until this year, and she kind of failed at her job.
Messed up with them.
And she's been failing with the Cowboys for a while, but she tries to coach them. But Betty is also, I'm telling you, she is really, really, really concerned about our country. Why are you so concerned? You're a concerned woman in America. Why are you concerned? What are you concerned about?
Well, I care about when I see our principles being torn down, mm-hmm. the foundation for which we built our homes. Mm-hmm. And I feel like our privileges and our freedom mm-hmm. that we have had for so long, I feel like it's being stripped from us in many, many ways.
Oh, it's so true.
And I feel like that as a grandmother of 11 grandchildren, that I have a responsibility to be a part of leaving things a heritage for them that they can mm-hmm. be proud of and look up to and express that freedom that should be theirs.
You know, I look out at all the audience. We've got a lot of young people here in the audience right now. And I really want to say this to everybody in the audience and everyone at home. For us to hand the responsibility for the direction of our nation and for the principles and policies that determine everything that happens is our responsibility. And the failure to be going in the best direction, to be digging this ditch of debt, to be creating animosity and hostility against people who have succeeded and make them the enemy mm-hmm. is going to diminish the ability for anybody to ever improve. Mm-hmm. We should detest greed, but not promote envy and covetousness and hatred.
That's true.
Because we're going to literally pull the plug on everything that floats the boat of blessing and prosperity that we've been able to share mm-hmm. with the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. We need to deal with greed, but we also need to deal with envy and covetousness. But let me tell you something else we need to deal with. Indifference, lack of information, and lack of involvement. Mm-hmm. When salt loses its effect, salt is a preservative. It protects the precious. Jesus said if it loses its effect, it's good for nothing but to be trampled under the feet of men. Faith, family, freedom, marriage, morality is being trampled under the feet. And you know what I'm watching happen? Benny, this is what I see. Church people are singing their songs, mm-hmm. hiding the light under the covering of church conformity and comfort. Mm-hmm. Why has it happened? It's happened because we've gone to church rather than be the church and mm-hmm. leave God's imprint on planet Earth, the weight of His presence. I see you trying to do this as an organization.
Well, a couple of things. You know, the Bible tells us it's our job. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, I will heal from heaven and I will heal their land. And so really, it's not about what the, you know, lost people do. It's about what we do and what our responsibilities are. But let me also quote Reagan. Reagan said that freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States when men were free. It's up to us. We've got to guarantee freedom for the next generation, or we won't have it.
Who would have ever thought it? Dr. David Jeremiah, and by the way, David, I told you personally not too long ago, I'm telling you again now, you're speaking as a statesman, you're speaking prophetically and boldly, but when you wrote, who would have ever thought it? Who would have ever thought it? But let me announce something good to everybody sitting here in the studio, and to you, Penny, mm-hmm. and to everybody all over the world. I can also say, who would have ever thought it? I am watching Christian people, people of faith. I'm watching evangelical Christians. I'm watching mainline churches. I'm watching Pentecostal and charismatic churches coming together with mainline churches. I'm watching Catholics and Protestants come together in favor of faith, mm-hmm. family, freedom, education, protecting mm-hmm. what is precious. And you know what? Guess who's excited about that? Not necessarily some political party, mm-hmm. but God the Father's mm-hmm. excited mm-hmm. that His children are beginning to behave like family. Mm-hmm. Even though we have differences and we can have serious discussions and disagreement, we can still be family.
That's right.
We can still act like family. And when we behave like family, the Father's always wanted that, we then become the people that bless the nations of the world. That's what America has been able to do. That's
right.
What God wants America to continue
that's
to
right.
do. It's what Concerned Women for America want America to do, because that's a mother's heart.
That's right.
She wants to bless her children so her children can be blessed to bless their children. That's the process. Once we move away right. from that, we've moved away from freedom.
That's right. You know, American exceptionalism is so important. We have raised the standard of living for women all over the world through our free market system.
And it started
system.
With Jesus, big time.
Absolutely.
That's where it started.
Absolutely. Male, female, Jew, Greek, we're all one in Christ. Those were earth-shattering words when they were uttered. That makes
Absolutely.
Us different. And that's why we're different from every other religion. That's why in the Middle East that women have such a difficult
so
time.
Sad.
And we have got to speak up for those women. And so that's another area that we're very active in, is trying to help those women that have no rights.
And we must. Let me put the website back up. I want you to go there and visit and listen. Do get involved. As a matter of fact, every church ought to have people who are actively involved in bringing reliable information. I'm saying it. We've said it as clearly as we can in Indivisible. We can't make it any clearer. We put it down in bold terms. Mm-hmm. The church is not an arm of a political party. The church is the light.
That's right.
It is the imprint of Almighty God holding up a standard to all parties, mm-hmm. all candidates, all people. That's what we're supposed to do. Encourage you to do it. But be involved. Be involved by bringing reliable information. We want to say thank you, Penny.
Thank you.
Thanks for Concerned Women.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks to Beverly Mahay. Thank you, Tim. Thanks for your friendship. Thanks for your ministry and the blessing that you've been. And I want to ask all of you right now to just look at something that's going to touch your heart, because we join hands right now to do something. And I'm really thankful to say that the viewers of this program all over the world, you look forward to the moment. You say, James, what can we do today to make a difference in somebody's life? What can we do that we know works? Well, we can give shoes and smiles to children all over the world, and we like to call it shoes and smiles for Christmas. Christmas shoes, Christmas smiles. Watch this. Thank you. Well, you know, my mind and my heart races when I watch those images. I don't know, and you may wonder how in the world you could think this. I was looking at some of those little feet, and they were real dirty. And some of them had sores on them, and yet I was thinking about all the times we used to kiss our little children's feet, our little babies and our little grandbabies' feet, and hold them up, and little precious little feet, and think about all the little feet that never would have a little shoe like that, and they'd probably get some kind of a disease, maybe a hookworm, ultimately go into their brain and kill them. It happens. And I don't know what you thought when you looked at that little child with little eyes looking up like that. You remember, you can see the image there, just staring up. It was like that little child would look up and saying, I wonder, what do you want? Who are you? What are you going to do? I really wonder what they were thinking. They were looking at a camera, obviously. Who are you? What are you going to do? And I find myself wanting to look out and say, what are you going to do? I know what I'm going to do. I want to believe people here would want to do it. I want to believe people all over the world would say, I tell you what I'd like to do. I'd like to put some shoes on children's feet and help protect them. And you know what I think? I think you want to do that. I think you want to answer the question, what do you want? What are you looking at? What are you going to do? I'm going to ask you to extend literally, and this is not an exaggeration, I'm going to ask you to extend the hands of a loving God. You see, Jesus made it clear that we're His body. The New Testament says we're the body of Christ. We're the ones who can put the arms of God around a hurting world. We can pick up the people who are suffering. We not only can, we have the opportunity to do it. We ought to rejoice to do it. We can bless those that are suffering. Would you help us provide the shoes and smiles for Christmas? The smiles implies giving surgery to those who have cleft palate. Little children who've never smiled. I've watched children all over the world who had not even seen their face until we showed them their image in a camera. And we watched them pull back. They didn't know what they looked like. They'd not seen a mirror in some of the areas where we minister. And they didn't know what they looked like. And they were frightened. We can correct that. We've done it. When I say we, that is a big embrace of all of you who enable us to do it. Because Betty and I can do our part. We can care, but we're limited in what we can share unless we do it together. Would you help us provide 200,000 pairs of shoes for Christmas by dialing the number, take your bank card, make the largest gift you can, $36. We'll give 10 children shoes, $144. We'll give 40 children shoes. Would you do that? We've got some special gifts for you, a special book that our son Randy wrote, God Wants You to Be Happy, to discover the deeper joy that is available in your relationship with God. It is an incredible book. It is an inspirational read. I'm so thankful, yes, that our son wrote a book like this, but I'm so thankful we can offer it to you. When you give joy to someone else, you're going to learn some things about joy in your own life. We have a little Christmas decoration we want to send you. It will remind you to pray for the little children that you have blessed with the love of God. The lion and the lamb bronze, a gift for those of you who will make a special gift right now of $1,000 or more to help us give shoes and smiles. $500 is the average cost of a smile and one of those surgeries. You could provide two. Would you do that? Thank you so much for doing it. Dial the number, use your bank card, or you can go to lifetoday.org and make that special gift. Thank you for doing it.
Poverty is a killer, and because of it, children needlessly suffer, not only from a lack of food and clean water, but also from a lack of things we take for granted, such as a healthy smile or a simple pair of shoes. For most of these children, they've never owned a new pair of shoes. And while that may seem minor in the light of all their needs, walking with bare feet puts them at risk of life-threatening infections that could lead to crippling consequences, disease, and even death. By responding today, you can help Life immediately secure and begin shipping Christmas shoes to 200,000 children around the world just in time for the holidays. Your gift of $36 will provide 10 pairs of shoes. A gift of $72 will provide 20 pair, and a gift of $144 will help provide 40 pairs of Christmas shoes for children in need. In appreciation of your gift, be sure to request the inspirational new book, God Wants You to Be Happy, by James and Betty's son, Randy Robison. With your gift of $100 to help provide 28 pairs of shoes, you may request this beautifully crafted shoe ornament to place on your tree each Christmas. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help provide 2 children with corrective cleft palate surgeries, and you may request the Lion and the Lamb bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
You know, we are anxious to send you the beautiful little Christmas ornament, and God wants you to be happy. I want to mention that I've got on the Christian Vote Pen. You can go to our website and you can get Indivisible. It's now available in the paperback as well as the hardback version. Still a bestseller. But the Christian Vote Pen is available to all churches, all organizations. Just say, Christians, pray and vote. It's the vote pen with the cross. We send it out with a statement by Abraham Lincoln that is absolutely fantastic. Would you join Betty and me again saying thanks to Penny for being here with us. Thank you so much. What a blessing.
Thank you.
Thank all of you for being a blessing. Ladies, you're the greatest inspiration. Be involved. Be informed. And help others get informed and involved.
Faith, family, and freedom are under attack. As America faces battles within, many wonder where to turn. In their new book, James Robison and Jay Richards call us to stand together before it's too late. As one nation, truly under God. Indivisible, the New York Times bestseller, now available in paperback at online and retail bookstores. Tomorrow, a young man struggling with life and religion answers with a video poem that goes viral with over 21 million views.
Jesus says done.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.